Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Well, here in Spain, as it's our last discussion of 2025, it's Chris McCann who has the honour of closing the year for us. And today we'll look back and reflect on the financial developments and key topics of 2025. So, let's start with inflation. This topic has largely vanished from the news now, compared to the headlines a couple of years ago. Can we stop worrying about it as much?
Well, look, global inflation, which surged after the pandemic and energy price shocks, has dropped sharply compared with the 2022 peak. Recent data for the euro area showed annual inflation running at around 2.2%, and forecasts from institutions such as the International Monetary Fund suggest that global inflation and inflation in advanced economies should continue to drift downwards over the next couple of years. This being the case, the short answer is we probably can be a bit less worried about inflation than a couple of years ago. But even though headline inflation is far lower, there are some structural and cyclical factors which suggest we shouldn't ignore it. Energy price fluctuations, supply chain shocks, geopolitical risks, exchange rate movements, and changing global trade dynamics could all push inflation up again at any point.
What about interest rates? What's been happening with them in 2025? And do you have any predictions for 2026?
I think there's been a notable divergence in monetary policy trends across countries. Some central banks have been cutting rates, others have paused, and a few are even signalling possible rate hikes. So overall, 2025 seems like a transition year globally. A shift away from aggressive rate hikes towards a more cautious or mixed approach. As regards the outlook for 2026, based on recent statements, economic outlooks, and the diversity of central bank responses, I think we'll likely continue to see a mixed picture, depending on region, economic conditions, and policy history. So there isn't a clear I don't think there's a clear direction for interest rates. I think it depends on the particular circumstances in a country.
And how have investment markets performed this year?
I think we've had a very positive year. If 2024 was the year inflation finally cooled and artificial intelligence started grabbing all headlines, 2025 proved that markets have a mind of their own. We kicked off the year in 2025, with plenty of questions around trade, politics, and interest rates. Yet by December, many markets had still posted very good gains. Investors who stayed the course through the wobbles generally saw markets bounce back as conditions improved. Global stock markets mostly headed upwards during the year. Technology companies, especially those working on in relation to artificial intelligence, were standout performers. Japan's stock market also did well, helped by government support and a weaker yen. Europe staged its own comeback as governments increased spending to support growth, while emerging markets were more up and down, losing steam when trade tensions tended to flare up. Bonds made a comeback in 2025 after sitting on the sidelines for a while. Yields, the yields, which is the income you get from a bond expressed as a percentage, were respectable. US government bonds, for example, returned around 4%, which beat inflation at times, which made them appealing again if you wanted stability in your portfolio. In summary, a few patterns emerged. Many markets that fell early in the year recovered later. Technology led the growth, while other sectors showed more stability through the short-term volatility. Longer-term trends like artificial intelligence and clean energy continued shaping markets even throughout the year's ups and downs. And what dominated the headlines didn't align with what markets actually did, which is a good reminder to keep perspective and stick with your plan. The year ahead will no doubt bring its own surprises. Trade developments and political events will likely create moments of uncertainty. But the longer-term forces, tech innovation, the shift to cleaner energy, healthcare advances, aren't going anywhere. Market conditions will shift as they always do, but many of the fundamental drivers of the global economy remain in place.
Finally, Chris, what advice do you have for our listeners as we close one year and start the new one?
Well, firstly, I'd like to wish our listeners a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Apart from that, I typically have one piece of advice. I always have one piece of advice for listeners, and that is, if they don't already have one, create a suitable goal-based financial plan. Take the new year or the end of the year to write down your goals and then speak with a suitably qualified advisor who can help you to achieve them. A careful review of your affairs prior to year end or after year end could ensure that you and your family have peace of mind moving into the new year. Please feel free to contact one of your local Blevins Ranks partners for help reviewing your tax, investment, pension and estate planning affairs. Don't let another year pass without being fully informed as regards what is possible. The sooner you have those discussions, the more benefit you're likely to reap from your year-end planning.
Good advice, and it's always interesting when you get to a new year and you think, you know, New Year's resolutions and all the rest of it. So anyway, let's hope it's going to be a fabulous year next year.
I hope so too, Howard.
And of course, BlevinsFranks.com stays in, year out, and is a fount of information. And yes.
Listeners, as always, can visit our website, BlevinsFranks.com. They will be able to find all the contact details of our local partners. And should they wish to, they could fill a contact form in on the website and somebody from Blevins Franks will be in touch.
Many thanks.
It's a pleasure, Howard.